Authority. So important in the Christian's life. I can't emphasize it enough. I cannot emphasize what authority is enough, because there is authority of the believer. And we must understand, number one, what it is and how to deal with it and what to do with it once we have it. And that's the problem. We don't know what to do with it. Okay, let's take a look here. Number one, what is authority? Authority is basically power. It's power, isn't it? Power and authority. We looked at Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. We know that the word power means authority. We know that. So there's authority. It's more than just blowing up the bridge, you know, putting dynamite and going boom. It's the authorization to do that. You've authorized. You are authorized. Let me say it again. You're authorized to destroy the works of the devil in your life. Why? Because we have vested authority. And blessed be God, we have that. We've been vested by the Lord Jesus. You look at Ephesians 6:10. Paul said, we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That means you can step out in front of the devil, put up your hand, and tell him not to come any closer. Use your authority, just like a police person would go out there and stick the hand up and traffic would stop. Use the authority against the enemy. Against the enemy. Use that authority against the enemy. We know that the devil, because the scripture tells us, is running around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Right? And when you deal with this, you have to understand something. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfastly in the faith. That's verse 8 and 9. So then Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now, see, you're not strong in yourselves. Not strong in yourself. The scripture does not say about being strong in yourself. We got some doctrine out there that's really, really off base when we hear Christians calling themselves I am. I am. There's a very popular artist out there that just released some kind of album or some kind of tour that's I am, I am, I am. No, you're not I am. Jesus is I am. And there's no authority in you. There's no authority in you by yourself. You see, John 4:4 says, 1 John 4:4, ye are of God. Notice, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It says nothing about you, does it, except what's in you. So greater is he that's in you. Who's in you? Jesus, right? Than those in the world. You see, we deal with this every day. We know that Satan is the god of this world. The Bible says he is. And he's ahead of all principalities, powers, rulers, and darkness of this world. But the power of God, the power of the Lord, is invested in the name of Jesus. And Jesus brings forth the ability and power into the body of Christ, the church. As we exercise that authority, we know that we reign by the Lord. The Bible's clear here. Why? Because you're seated together with Christ in that heavenly places. Don't forget that. Never, ever, ever, ever. I'm going to say that again. Never, ever, ever give up your spiritual position. Never do that. Never do that. I mentioned that yesterday. You can read Ephesians chapter 1, 18 through 23, and it tells you that. You can look at that and appropriate the exceeding greatness of the power of the Lord that works in your life. You just appropriate it. And you take this situation. By the help of the Lord, you paralyze demon activities. You paralyze them because your source of authority, we know that, hopefully. The source of authority belongs to what? The Lord, who has delegated to us. There's a passage in Ephesians 2, 1 through 7. It says this. I'm going to read the whole seven verses because I think it's important. Notice what it says, Ephesians 2, 1. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. 2. Wherein in times past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the princes of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience. That's how you were. Verse 3. Among whom also we had our conversation in times past. The word conversation means behavior. Among who we also had conversation, it means what you say as well. In the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, who are by nature children of wrath, even as others. Here's a part of that first three verses that just makes me want to shout. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, he's quickened us together. Notice that. Quicken us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. I like that. If someone comes along with a stick pin, a hat pin, and you're walking there and they take that hat pin and stick it in your arm, you can go, ow. That's what quicken means. It means ow. It's like your fingernails. When you cut them too short, and they get down, we call it the quick, and it goes, oh, wow. That's what that scripture means. It means, wow. He's quickening us. I love that. He's loved that. So he's quickening us together with Christ, verse 5, by grace you're saved. Of course, 6. All right, here it is. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is your spiritual position. That's so important. 7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in the kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. Now, look at this again. The Holy Spirit is saying that you've been quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, according to the working of his strength and his might, who raised him up from the dead. See, one of my favorite verses of scriptures, Ephesians 1:20. Favorite verses. It tells us that the Lord has lifted us up. It's the same verse he used in 1:20. Now, what I'm saying is that the act of God that raised Christ from the dead and raised his body in the mind of God when Jesus was raised, we are raised as well. That same scripture, that same power. So, if Jesus has power and authority over the enemy, which absolutely he does, then we as the body of Christ should have that same power and authority over the enemy. That's right. Because we have his conferred authority because of our spiritual position. A lot of Christians don't grab this. They don't grab this. They don't understand where they are now. They have a future attitude. One day I will be, or one day I will have. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't let the devil beat you up now because of one day you're going to heaven. See, Christ is the head, we're the body. We're raised together. So that authority that was conferred upon Jesus is also conferred upon us. Because the head and the body are one. The head and the body are one. When you think of a person walking down the street, you think of a head and a body. When you say, oh, by the way, Bill just took a walk down the road, you don't think of Bill's head being at the house and Bill's body walking down the street. You know. See, the question is, why don't Christians believe that we're made to sit together with Christ in heavenly places? See, that's the area that they go, wait a minute. See, if the body of Christ ever gets plugged in, that we are the body of Christ, we'll rise up and do the works of Christ. That's right. We can do the works of Christ. Why don't we do the works of Christ? We can. Now, we have to realize that the authority belongs to Christ, also to the individual members of the body. They understood that things would revolutionize. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 through 14 and verse 27. Look at this. For as the body of one, look at this. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many, are one body also in Christ. We are in Christ. Now notice what he's calling us. He's calling us the body. Paul is calling us the body of Christ. He's calling us the body of Christ. Hang on here, verse 13. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and have been made all to drink into one Spirit. We're all one body here. All right? Put things together. 14. For the body is not one member, but many. There's many members. You're one body. A certain church has 20 members, 10,000 members. They would say the members of the church, 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, whatever the number may be. 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. What are we? We're the body of Christ. More than just membership in a local church with your name on a roll. Okay? All right? We're talking about a powerful, spiritual, wonderful fact that we are the body of Christ. He is the what? Head. We are the what? The body. Isn't that true? He is the head. We are the body. Now, thank God we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 and 15. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and with communication with light and darkness? Communion with light and darkness, that's communication, right? 15. And what? This is interesting. And what? That's the question. Do we have with Baal? What does the body of Christ has to do with the devil? Or which part has he that believeth in him. Why are we, this is another subject, another day, another whole series of programs about this very subject, about unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's a whole subject. See, the believer, notice in this passage, we're not talking about that right now, okay? I like to hear that. Well, I'll tell you when we'll do that someday. I want you to see something. The believer, in verse 14, what is the believer called? The believer is called righteousness. And the unbeliever is called what? Unrighteous. Look at that. But ye are not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for the fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness. So the believer is called righteous, and the unbeliever called unrighteous. The believer is called light, and the unbeliever called darkness. The believer is called Christ, and the unbeliever is called Baal. Wow. Wow. Why? Because 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So we are in Christ. Christ is in us. We are seated at the right hand of the majesty on high, and all things are put under our feet. The trouble is this. We have talked about the cross, rightly so. Amen. Thank God for the cross. But we need to preach the throne. You see, we need to speak about the throne. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying to you. We talk about the cross, and we talk about staying at the cross, but we never go, are you ready? Don't get mad at me. We don't go past the cross into the throne room experience. We never do. We're saying near the cross, yes! Yes, yes, yes. We need to come to the cross of salvation. But we have to go beyond the cross. That's right, to Pentecost and the ascension and the throne. Isn't that true? The believers in the first century didn't stay at the cross. They went to the upper room. They remembered the cross. They knew what the cross had done. They preached the cross. But they also went beyond the cross. They went to the Pentecost in the upper room. And then they went out to the hilltop and saw the ascension. Where did Jesus go? He went to where? Heaven. He went to the throne. He didn't go back to the cross. See, I want you to think of this. The cross, marvelous, wonderful, never get around it. Thank God for it and everything I can ever imagine about it. But when you look at the cross, Jesus didn't stay on it. He went to the resurrection. And that's a place of triumph. That's a place of triumph. See, when you preach the cross, you're preaching death. Never leave a person in death. Never leave a person in death. Speak to the cross. That's where he died. Thank God he did. But they took him down. That's why it says we've been raised together with Christ. We are seated with him in the heavenlies. Understand that? We sit with Christ in the place of what? Authority. Where's that authority? In heavenly places. See, that's why many Christians do not know anything about the authority of the believer. They don't even believe we have any authority at all. I mean, it's such a struggle, always being dominated by the devil. Barely make it. Hear him say, well, if I can barely make it to heaven, if I barely make it in, you know somebody like that has said that. Maybe you've said that. If I can barely get, I've heard this. You know, if I could, in these testimony defeat services, if I can just get by, what? I just, you know, if I can just make it in, I heard someone say that they want to be the last person on the last train, in the last car, in the caboose, hanging on the back to get to heaven. What? He's raised us up together by the glory of God. That's how we're supposed to live, not barely getting by. Well, I just want to be humble. What? We know that Christ in his resurrected physical body went to heaven. We know that he's placed the enemy under his feet. Listen to Hebrews 1:13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? See, the elevation of the Christian spiritually sitting at the right hand of the Lord, sitting in the heavenly places, sharing the throne is also sharing the authority spiritually. Who's that authority belong to? Belongs to you. Well, that's heresy, is it? Is that heresy? Bible says it's not. Paul said to the Romans, for if by one man's offense, that's spiritual death, reign by one, listen, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ, Romans 5:17. Now, several translations, like the Amplified says, reign as kings in life. When are we going to reign? Somebody says, when we go to heaven. No. We're to reign as kings in life by Jesus Christ. Now, that's the authority. And whatsoever the king says is law, right? Jesus is sovereign. Whatever he says is law. And that law was authoritative. We partake of the authority, and that's what Christ's throne room represents. That's why so many have exercised so little authority over the powers of the air. And others, because they have little spiritual comprehension. But God wants all of us to have that spiritual comprehension. Let's reign the way the Lord intended us to reign. Eastern, you can, PM, you can listen to Grace Point Live rebroadcast of the powerful service we had yesterday. What a marvelous presence of the Lord. We're dealing with blessings. Blessings, understanding blessings and getting blessings. And the testimony keeps coming in. Testimonies just keep showing up about blessings. We're so thankful for that. We're in week 3, 100 days of blessing, 100 days of blessing. June 23rd through the 29th is week 3. Already, this is day 16 already in the 100 days of blessings. And they're getting blessed, and so will you. Listen in, 6:30 tonight on Grace Point Live rebroadcast, and listen to the message I spoke to the church, that they can receive blessings by the Lord. There's five keys to blessings, five keys. There's five master locks that open. And I dealt with two of those keys yesterday. Going to do three more. Every message for the next 14, 15 weeks, whatever it's going to be, it's on blessing. Blessing, 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 blessing. You can listen in tonight. Tonight, 6:30. Hear the music and hear the worship. And then hear the ministry. 6:30 on God Brace Point Live. Right here, rebroadcast, so you do that. Here is number 32. Just moving along here. It's Annie Wilson with God and Country. God and Country. That's number 32 by Annie Wilson. All right, let's go back. We have a few minutes. Let's go back to number 41. We started at 40. We're going to go back to 41. It's called He Who Is to Come, Passion, Christian Stanfill and Cody Carnes. Here's number 41 this week.
There is a day coming when the old will pass away. Every wrong will be made right. No darkness, no night. The sun will light the way. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? There is a king coming. The one who conquered death and grave. No more pain and no more sorrow. This hope for tomorrow is our hope for this day, and this place. He who was, he who is, he who was, he who is, he who is to come, Christ the Son of. The crown upon his head. Oh, every eye will see him with the nail scars in his hands. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Only one. Only one. There's only.
rise up today and say,
what a beautiful song. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Passion, Kristen Stanfill. From the album Call on Heaven, number 41 this week. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Scripture tells us, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And Lord, come. But we want total victory. Fat time, don't let the rapture of the church be an escape mechanism. No, live victoriously every day. A lot of Christians live like that. Rapture take place so I can get out of here. No, that's not the way it is. Jesus wants a victorious Christian church, victorious body. Maybe that's why he's delaying his coming. Live victoriously every day and usher in what you really want. Thank you so much for listening to Freedom Today on this Monday on Grace Point Radio. We appreciate it so much. I pray that something we said here, something we read here, something we ministered here, something we helped you with, touched your life in a real way. Jamie Hernandez is going to be with you in 1 minute and 44 seconds from right now with Let's Talk Jesus. I'm sure you're going to be blessed. I'm sure you're going to be blessed. After Jamie at 1:30 is going to be our encore presentation, our rebroadcast of yesterday morning service. You can listen as well. And then tonight at 8:45 is the encore presentation of this very program. That's right. So on behalf of all of us right here at Grace Point Radio, Grace Point Ministries, and the Freedom Program, I'm Pastor Ron Zimmer, Pastor Grace Point Ministries, Orange County, California, Manchester, Sutton, Warner, New Hampshire, right here in Sebring, Florida, internationally to Pastor Gori in Pakistan, Pastor Sam in UAE, and Pastor Ellie in South Africa and beyond. So you be blessed today and just reach out. Tomorrow morning at 10:55, Carl Richardson with award-winning Oasis program will be on. And Lord willing, I'll be back on with another live program on freedom. Absolutely. Jamie, you have...